I already know.
Do you feel that?
Yep, I do.
Oh, shit.
Is this Rich Cheese?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Cheese self.
Come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Open up your hate and let it flow into me.
Welcome to the Draft Podcast, everybody.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Out here whipping. Losing my chick like I'm Scott Pippen. I don't know. That was just
I thought
extra.
You were just jumping right into the...
No, that was just extra.
Okay.
I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll jump right in. You don't know me.
No.
He's cold as hell. We call him Gazpacho. Shout out to our bartenders, Jungle Jack and Nacho. Kept us hydrated while we drank concoctions. In a juice battle, we defended OJ like John Cochran. We throwing everything at a wall today. It's magic how you're catching everything like AIDS. We ducking and dodging as the food hits the floor. Andy slow motion with it like Juvie in 04. Drew throwing heaters underhanded like Jenny Finch. Cheese hitting fools harder than John Lynch. James jumping sideways, throwing like Mahomes. Direct hit, got a lot of shit on you like Sean Combs. We'll have you sailing the seas of cheese like Primus. Send you back home to your mama with a thumb in your mouth and blankie like Linus. Got you stained up and liquid in your sock. It's good shit like Cody and Heel Rock. With Mania and Philly this week, it's only right we fight like Rocky and Creed. After we mess each other up, we'll frolic and laugh on the beach. Short shorts showing off our wins to Dukes and Sandy Cheeks. Wipe off my Squidward with a SpongeBob. Cheese a Patrick Starr and James Larry Lobb. Drew gotta avoid Mr. Krabs cause them pinchers are scary. When he's dragging his balls through the sand like Gary. We clean up and we back next day in the cafeteria. Someone yells, food fight, and we back running like Barry. This draft is a guide for all the troglodytes as we give you the best items for food fights.
Oh, shit.
There it is.
I love Gary.
Yeah. As soon as I saw Gary, I was like, that's got to be Drew's balls.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gary's welcome, cheese.
Favorite characters.
Hi, friends.
Hi.
Hey, buddy.
He's back. What is this, number three? Number four?
I feel like I'm getting into, like, I think it's four. I'm not sure. I feel like I should be close to the same territory. You guys should give me a jacket or something.
Oh, yeah. We're closing in on that Golden Eagle.
Yeah, Five Timers Club.
Right.
Hell yeah.
But we only thought it was right with Mania around the corner, food fights with the cheese. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And this could be very interesting which way you go about it. Do you want a mixture? Are you trying to really mess somebody's day up? Mm. Are you trying to embarrass them? Are you trying to get them looking, you know, like a hot mess? Or are you trying to have them with like a shiner on their eye. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's different strategies here. Yeah, cheese wasn't actually hit in the face. He was in a food fight.
Yeah. What food item caused that shiner there, cheese?
I fell. No, that's not funny.
Oh, yeah.
That was a hard-fought battle with Eddie Torres.
Okay.
That will be released sooner rather than later on Just Wrestling. So check out Just Wrestling on their YouTube page and their Instagram and their Facebook.
Hell yeah.
What do you have coming up for events that you'll be wrestling?
This next weekend, the 12th and 13th, I will be at the NWA Power tapings in Tampa once again.
Nice.
And so that's
becoming a regular on those parts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, Mr. William Patrick Corrigan seems to be fond of a little bit of cheese here and there, but yeah, super, super cool opportunities I'm getting from NWA. I'm super excited about it. I'm still selling tickets for, they released more tickets to me for the 13th. So we're getting pretty close to sold out for the 12th, and I'm selling tickets for the 13th as well. So.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. Talking about.
Yeah.
Get down to the Tampa area and watch the Cheese put on a show. If you haven't seen it before, it's a spectacle. It's a whole lot of fun. Even for, I would say this, like for people that don't even like wrestling, they can come watch the Cheese do his thing and they're going to be like, I like that guy.
Hell yeah.
Means a lot.
And you know what? If you can't travel, just, go on over to Instagram and at the Cheese Pro. Give him a follow.
That's, you're such a sweetheart. I love you for that. I'll give you $5 and a kiss later.
There we go.
Hell yeah. Cheese, we always love to have you.
Yeah.
I'm going to roll these balls and see where we land.
Yeah, we got a couple things new since you last were here.
Okay.
So we have... what we call the KA role for our good buddy Kevin Aldridge, who does our That's So Raven, That's So Sheedy song. But what that is a re-roll. So if you don't like the order of the selections before we start, you can re-roll it, and so that you have a chance to say you get number 4. Next time you could get number 1, you could do that. And then the other thing we have, you have your steel card, obviously, but we have what's called a stilt skin, which is if someone makes such a bad pick, you can say stilt skin, and they are forced to keep that pick. No trades, no drops. That pick is just locked in.
As in,
I've had that used on me the most.
Yes, Rumple. Yeah,
that's right. That's right.
Yeah,
it was like, named after somebody picking. I won't mention who, but somebody picked Rumpelstiltskin, and it was not a good pick.
I feel like I know the person.
You definitely do. He may even be in this room right now.
He might be. He could not be. You never know. Yeah. You know.
And I'm trying to remember. It was like. Oh, it was what? Scary something when you were, I don't know.
Scary, like, it was supposed to be like a horror thing, I feel like.
Yeah.
It was like just scary characters as you were
kids,
a kid.
Scary kids characters, right?
But it was supposed to be from TVs and movies.
Yeah, and I picked Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah, and then we were like, from what movie? And he was just like,
from Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah.
From the fairy tale itself.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, Wes, shout out to you. He had my back in this and showed you a picture of scary Rumpelstiltskin that I was thinking of, and it is indeed super creepy.
Yeah, but it wasn't a movie.
Well,
either way, that's how the Stiltskin was.
What's the
was
order,
created.
James?
Yeah.
All right. I got first pick, James.
Of course,
Cheese. Mm-hmm. You got second pick. Andy third, Drew fourth.
Okay. Yeah.
Everybody cool with that?
Yeah. Jesus Christ all day.
That's JCAD.
Jesus Christ all day. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Coming off of Easter.
Yeah, on April Fool's Day, Jesus Christ all day. All right.
Juicing cows and dogs.
Okay.
That too.
That works.
Yeah.
The old JCAD.
That's right. All right. Well, James, you are essentially going to be kicking off how we're thinking about how we're drafting here.
Yeah.
This will be interesting.
All right. I think ultimately this first pick just has to be like the most explosive or useful food item that you can use in the lunchroom and something that's going to be accessible. And every lunchroom has fucking vats of this shit just waiting to go.
Okay.
And I'm talking mashed potatoes.
Okay. That's a good
She was ready to beat me up through the Zoom this whole time. But then when I say mashed potatoes, he's like, that's not the one.
So where you're going with it is you're not trying to necessarily hurt somebody. You're trying to get the splatter effect. Now, I will say the only thing you have to worry about is when you get your hands on them things, when you go to your next weapon, you're going to have to try to, like, clean them things off pretty quickly.
Well, I don't think you do. I mean, if you get mashed potatoes on the next weapon, that's just added stuff to the next weapon.
Okay.
Right?
And if we're going full on chaos, boys,
yeah,
okay, we're going full on chaos. I'm going in the lunchroom. I'm going behind cafeteria lines. I'm grabbing a big spoon. I'm not talking about a spongy poodle.
Oh yeah, yeah, you're right. Big
spoon, and I'm getting that sumbitch, and I'm filling it full of taters, and I'm pouring that piping hot gravy over it.
Now, James didn't say and gravy.
Oh, no gravy.
I mean,
he didn't say and gravy. He just said mashed potatoes.
I didn't know if I could take two things. You know what I mean?
I think that's a one thing. The problem is you didn't say it.
So I don't know if it's a one thing. I don't know if it's a one thing.
I mean, unless you're going to draft gravy later.
Somebody could.
I mean, I might draft gravy before it comes back around to you. Just that's a fair.
Okay. That's a fair.
That's fine. Truthfully, though, the mashed potatoes are like perfect for any scenario too. So,
they are.
Yes. If you're in
the potato, just in general, because that's what I was going to ask: is are you having it already like served as you're eating it, or can you do different things with it? Because if you launch a full potato at somebody's head, you can really mess them up.
Yeah, I think the mash is good. Mash is good because it covers, like, you throw up people's eyes, they're blinded. You know what I mean? It's like having a handful of sand, but this one sticks to your face.
Or kill them. Too hot to kill them.
Yeah.
Plus, you can, like, take a bite and then sling it. Take a bite, sling it. So you can get your fill in.
Exactly. If you're in school lunchroom, you know, can fling it at kids without worrying about, like hurting them. But then say you're in prison lunchroom, throw it in somebody's eyes, bash them over the head with a tray, boom.
Plus, you know what I mean? School mashed potatoes, delicious.
That's exactly how I serve potatoes anyway. I scoop it on the plate, and then I take a bite.
I do that when there's people here, so that I take a bite before every scoop I put on people's plates.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right, cheese.
All right. Well, you know, I usually am not that guy that's going to be right on the nose because things when obvious aren't always that good, but I have to, I must, for my people, I must claim cheese.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And it's mixed form.
What kind of cheese are you going with? Yeah.
So here's the thing. I used to be in and out of the school lunchroom cafeterias in a different life. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I would inspect them. And I always noticed, no matter what cafeteria I went to in any of the 67 counties in this wonderful state of Florida, there was always a big number 10 can. That's the big ones.
Yeah.
Big can of nacho cheese.
Yeah.
Nacho cheese, yeah.
The cheese that does not belong to you.
Right. And it's not mine.
It's not yours. I'm the nacho king. Mm-hmm. So it's a parable. Stay with me. Yeah. Listen, but the thing is, you can get hit with all kinds of different cheeses because they mostly have shredded cheeses for the top of the shepherd's pie or salads or for the staff, whatever.
Some nice mozzarella for the school pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some moots.
Some moots.
Moots. You know?
And
it balls up nicely, so you can actually make it kind of hard.
Yeah, so...
But from, on impact, it spreads.
From the angle of you want to ruin somebody's day, you're going to ruin their outfit. Okay? Splat. Going here. It doesn't matter what color your shirt is. People are going to know that you're a slob and have been dribbling cheese on you. But, oh, wait, you were in a food fight. Yeah, but here's the thing. The mountains and mountains and mountains of cheese that does not belong to you is going all over your face. It's going all over your body. It's going to be a war pain for you. The shredded cheese is the top it off where you're like tarred and feathered.
Tarred and feathered.
Nacho cheesed. Okay.
Yeah.
And then you become an idiot sandwich because there will be two pieces of cheese right here. Clap, 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 clap. That's a real, see, that's the real danger right there.
Yeah.
That is. That's,
imagine if a brick of this garlic, Jack.
Oh, dude, that just knocks you in the head. My God.
Dude, he just came with props.
Yeah, I know. That's like a fucking brick of gold, dude.
It's, you know, and you just clock somebody in the head with that, they're going down. My hand hurts. Yeah. Okay.
I'll tell you what, if I'm on your side and you start throwing cheese, I might jump over to the other side just to catch some of that.
Get some of that in my mouth.
Plus, have you guys seen those videos where they, to quiet a baby that's crying, they just throw a cheese signal at their face?
Yeah, yeah.
If I may, I'd like a tiny little soapbox for this. The glasses are off. Anybody watching this, and you think that those videos are entertaining, well, that's fine. But know this. If you ever send me a video of you doing that to a baby, I will disown you. not only the state police, but the cyber police.
Yeah.
And you, because at that point you would have done goofed, and there's do for you. I brought that joke in a circle. But please never, ever, ever do that. And if anybody even jokes about throwing a piece of cheese near my child,
yeah,
I will strip the skin from your body and destroy your family lineage.
Damn.
Oh, man. I got some videos I need to delete.
I have never thrown a piece of cheese at my child.
Full of cheese, baby cheese.
Yeah.
Baby skin cheese. He's on some most wanted list.
I just go to malls, parks.
This guy has way too many of these videos.
I got a Busch Gardens pass just for that.
One time he acted like a JCPenney employee so he could go to the photo area for a day.
It's really fun in July when it's kind of humid and it gets all sticky.
He's got like an SD card hidden in his wallet.
He actually told me if you slice off things of Velveeta, it works even better. Right. I feel good about
it. I learned this from the cheese.
I feel good about this one.
I'll try this at home.
Mine's a little different.
The fuck is that?
Yeah, I'm taking it a different direction here.
All right.
I still think this counts. But mine is a condiment that my kid eats like food. But if you get a nice squeeze bottle of ketchup, it is on.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm taking ketchup here.
Oh, that is legit.
Ketchup's a good, like, I feel like ketchup is a good, like, what do they call it in Call of Duty when they, teabagging? Like, that's the teabagging of a food fight. Like, after somebody's already been humiliated with mashed potatoes and cheese.
Oh, man.
And you just come up and you're just like.
And you're not getting
like,
it off.
At that point, you're like, thing. God damn it.
Here's the other thing. There's multiple ways to do ketchup because we all remember this time frame. Maybe they don't do it anymore. But there were the packs of the ketchup and you would throw them on the ground and step on them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it would just spray out at that person. You just had to make
sure. Yeah, I can't imagine why they don't do that anymore.
Maybe they do it. I don't know. But, like, I don't think they do. But ketchup is you know, it's a weapon of mass destruction in a food fight.
Mm.
Yeah. Plus, you don't know what's blood and what's ketchup.
That's right.
You know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah.
You always take a taste, though, don't you?
One swipe and you'll know.
Dude, that one time BJ Penn fought, he thought it was ketchup. That's what he was licking, you know? But, yeah, ketchup is a sneaky one that You know, I think we've all even done the ketchup one before at multiple times, you know, so.
Sure.
Well, yeah. And if you have like a bottle of ketchup where you're squeezing it, like you hold it in your hand this way, you know, and you get the bottle shoot aiming that way and you're just, you know, do these little squeezes, pop, 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 pop. You know what I mean?
You could even and be then, launching then, with your right hand and squeeze it between your knees.
I mean, that's a whole new level. But I'm thinking you're always going to have one hand free. You're going to be over here, and then you can still throw your mash on this side. But you can't because you don't have mash. I do.
You got ketchup or catsup?
Catsup is that stuff that you get in like the very cheap store that I have had multiple times in my life where it gets super runny sometimes before you spread. Like, you'll have like a full thing of liquid that goes on your plate before the actual thick ketchup comes down. That's catsup.
Catsup.
My grandpa used to say, pass the cat shit. That's how he would say ketchup.
That's classic grandpa.
All right, Drew.
Drewski.
Well, I'm going to go in the middle here where I think it'll leave a stain. That is blood. It could do some damage if you like really, if you really got it tight there. But it also has some good splatter effect, and I'm going with uncooked hamburger meat.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
You're going back in the fridge.
Yeah.
You're pushing lunch ladies out of the way.
Yeah, exactly. Like that meatloaf that's there. Yeah, I'm fucking going.
I'm grabbing
a handful, getting a nice baseball and just whipping it.
Yeah.
In the plastic, you know, and you can squeeze it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. It's like even thicker ketchup. <You know>?
Yeah.
Somebody. We're talking about they only serve 80-20 nowadays.
Is that true?
No, that's not true. It's probably very bad.
Yeah.
I don't even know if it's actually meat.
What? Wait.
Whatever the school meat is.
Oh, the... No, it's meat. The problem is the way that they do it in the school lunches, at least the ones that I inspected back in the day, they did they get rid of all the fat.
Oh, yeah. So, lean it out.
It was a big push by Michelle Obama back then. It was like reduce fat, reduce sugar, reduce this, reduce that.
Oh.
It's like it's good, but you got to cook it right, and you know they ain't doing it like that.
yeah.
Best, you know, they don't have all the resources or the time. They're waking up at 2:30 in the morning to get ready to cook all these ungrateful kids' food.
Drew's talking about that 1995 uncooked meat.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
dude. You know,
I like that pick.
I was just telling somebody the other day that I wish Michelle Obama was like much earlier. Because I could have really used her. Like
I could have used that. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I ate the whole
go outside and play. Yeah. And,
I ate the worst fucking shit in high school. Like that just fucking set me on this path for the rest of my life. Yeah. You know?
Instead we got Nancy Reagan and we didn't start smoking weed until in like 30s.
Yeah.
Yeah. The food was so good though. I'm not gonna lie.
The square pieces. Fried chicken. Yeah. Now, I was also awful because I would get, you know, I would either
school
get
ranch.
Yeah, dude, the ranch that they had was insane. It was absurd.
So good.
And I'd get like 5 chicken strips and a basket of fries and a stuffed crust pizza. I was playing football, so my metabolism wouldn't stop. Now I eat that. Yeah, you got to sit down for a day, tubby.
That's nap time.
I used to get like a fucking 4 of those just dinner rolls, that those giant dinner rolls that they would serve. And I would dip those bitches in a vat of fucking ranch dressing, and then I would sometimes get like a side of fries with it, like just the like absolute no nutrition whatsoever.
Put the ranch underneath, cover it so you don't have to pay the extra like 35 cents.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
Did that move.
Yeah. Those are the tricks. All right, Drew.
Well, next I'm going to go with another one that has a good splatter factor. And actually, you know, like in the shotgun world, it's got a good spray. You know what I mean? It's going to catch a lot of people with this. And that's going coleslaw.
Coleslaw.
Ooh, nice.
Good. Very good.
Yeah.
A southern tree.
That's right.
Get I you like the, that. People are like, what are you throwing at me?
Yeah,
I don't even know.
I think milk and cabbage.
Carrots.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. Is it the runny KFC coleslaw or is it the gourmet like thicker?
Oh
it's got to be runny, right?
I can tell you what my school lunch was, and it was the runny shit. Yeah,
so is this? I should have asked this question earlier. Is this all like we're relegated to the school lunch?
No.
I mean, I guess it could be. It could technically be any type of food. Like,
yeah.
Well, because here's my thing. What if you got want to
be getting kiwis? Go for it, man.
You got a bunch of yuppies doing the food fight. They're in some hipster, you know, gastro pub or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I throw my vegan land.
I'm going to throw my kombucha at you.
I'll douse you with kombucha, sir.
Listen, if you want to toss a piece of mahi-mahi at somebody, fucking do it. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Drew actually meant tartar when he was saying uncooked meat. I mean,
yeah, technically.
Tartar slaps, though. It's so good.
It does.
Fucking A.
Okay.
Andy?
All right. I'm going to go for a splatter effect, too.
Okay.
And, you know, we've been talking about it. Here's the thing with this.
Mm-hmm.
This hurts and it gets you messy. And you could just wing these things like crazy. Some people wing them at houses. I'm winging them at your face. Eggs.
Oh.
Eggs.
That is like penetrator for like, you could give somebody a black eye if you throw an egg at them.
and you get the splatter. Oh,
good splatter.
Yeah. It's a black eye with a side of embarrassment.
Yeah. I'm just giving you a hearty breakfast of ketchup and eggs. You know what I'm saying?
You know the old anti-drug commercials with who's it? Rachel Lee, somebody, and she was like, "This is your brain. This is your brain on drugs. Those eggs, and it's just like,
That's right,
dude. I loved those commercials as a kid.
So good."
I would just sit there and watch the eggs, and I'd be like, God, I can't wait till that commercial comes on again.
This guy
Dude, he just got hungry.
Mom, can you make my brain on drugs? It looks really good.
Dude, I like the idea of, like, when my kid gets old enough. Dude, my dad makes the best brain on drugs. What are you talking about?
He scrambles my brain on drugs.
These eggs are fire, and then he sprinkles cocaine in them.
Oh. He doesn't ends off drugs.
Oh, man. But can you imagine just getting whipped all over the place by eggs that are just, it's hurting you, and then it's also like just getting that raw egg on you.
Yeah. Dude.
Speaking of which, I don't think people do this anymore. Cheese, you probably did this.
Yeah.
One of the worst advices I had ever gotten from, you know, a kid's parent of like, how do I get bigger in high school? Because I was smaller, and I was trying to get bigger, and they just kept saying drink raw eggs, right? So I was drinking like probably 3 raw eggs a day for like a long period of growing up. And then like, it just like, I'm like, wait a second, I can't get this off, you know? But yeah, I don't think that was the greatest idea. I don't know if people do it anymore, but drinking raw eggs was like, man.
You can't get what off?
The fat.
Oh.
Fabu doesn't.
Does he?
He's a weirdo freak psychopath anyway. But he does it. I could never stomach it because I worked in chicken houses. And
okay.
So I used to see, and in hatch, I've been in hatcheries too. Like I went in there, all like the operation. And so you'd see a lot of busted eggs. And it was just like, you think about the dead chicken that probably just came out of. And then, crack it in there. Like I need to cook it to cook all the filth away.
I said, I think it was a terrible idea, but like, I just remember a kid's parent told me that's what I should do. So I just started doing it, and then I convinced my parents that was the move.
That's so funny. I think
somewhere there is some scientific data that you absorb that protein quicker. But the thing about the eggs is each egg, while they are higher in protein than other technically non-meat stuff, it takes about, 4 or 5 eggs to get a good 30 or 35 grams of protein. So it's like you got to crack 5 eggs in that glass. And
what do you mean crack? I would just put the raw egg right in my mouth.
You just ate the shell and everything. They told me there's a lot of nutrients in the shell.
Yeah, actually, if you go in the butthole, it's like it goes even faster. Like, yeah. Your body absorbs the protein even faster.
Yeah, my friend's dad told me to shove eggs up my butthole. What the fuck?
So I did it.
That's funny because I literally just got a TikTok the other day of because it was Easter it was like some nurse at an ER and she's like, "Hey, like, happy Easter," and it was just like the X-ray and there was 7 or 8 eggs in the rectum already, and it was the last one that got stuck.
Oh my god! What?
Yeah,
we're talking hard boiled.
I would
TikTok girl.
Hope so. Yeah,
it's Drew's genre of choice.
Yeah, it's on my For You.
It's on my FYP.
All right, cheese.
Okay, and I've been thinking about this one almost as much as I've been thinking about my first answer. I thought about it since you guys talked to me about being on. This one is a splatter effect, but it's about fun too. It's very fun. Could be dangerous because of what you could put inside of it. If you've ever seen, I'm talking about J-E-L-L-O.
Oh,
Jello.
Oh man,
that shit's alive.
So yeah, you could get the classic tray of Jello and you could launch a big just jiggly vat of red and a good splatter, or you could do like Jim did to Dwight's stapler on The Office. Yeah. And you could put an actual weapon in there, throw it at someone, kill them.
Get one! A Chinese star, throwing star inside of gelatin.
Yeah, put a couple.
I actually
of them
like
there,
that. You know? I like that idea of like the full like 9x12, or I mean, fuck, they were even bigger for school lunches. But like almost like a trebuchet kind of thing, where it like boom, and he just launches that fucking just this
whole
big
sheet.
Fucking like
it's like just right across somebody's face.
Yeah,
Jello's like we were talking about with mashed taters earlier. Jello's a fun one. You put it on a spoon, put a big square of jiggly green, lean it back, stretch it all the way back, boing, and then hit some kid who's chugging chocolate milk like a moron.
Oh yeah. Chocolate milk out the nose.
Catapult.
You put a bullet inside, it falls on the ground, and someone's like, "Who brought a gun?" But you just put it in the Jello. man.
The other thing is Jello cups. You know what I mean? If you cut it like a nice slice in the cellophane at the top, and you just throw that cup, not only that cup is going to hit somebody and ding them right in the head, but then it's going to explode and get everybody behind them. You know,
I like the Jello one is probably with the eggs is the most fun to throw. The eggs is just because of how you can whip them, but the Jello, it's how it hits their face. yeah. And what happens? That's hilarious.
And they're not, like, here's the thing. When it happens, somebody hits you with Jell-O, unless it's like your worst enemy, could be somebody you barely know, just an acquaintance. Yeah. Somebody hits you with Jell-O, you're gonna be like, did you just hit me with Jell-O? And they're gonna be like, yeah. And then you're just gonna laugh.
Yeah, you're gonna get a little giggling.
Jell-O's the line of super disrespectful.
Yeah,
but you can get away with it.
Yeah, if you get mad, you're the asshole.
You're the
asshole.
Yeah. Everything like, else here, you know, yeah, you're gonna get pissed at him.
Yeah, there's always room for Jell-O.
Yeah,
Jell-O's the prankster. You know,
that's right.
Shout out to no, don't shout him out.
Yeah, don't shout him out.
Don't. I'll tell you, the cheese will be the new spokesperson for Jell-O, if that makes
sense. That's a good point. Why have they not replaced? You know what I'm saying?
Good question. Maybe
like,
they
who's
make...
the face of Jell-O now? Subway replaced a shitload of athletes. Jell-O was just like, we're cool.
Yeah.
Jell-O doesn't need face. Like, you know what it is. What is Jell-O's competitor?
If you go, it depends on what dollar store you go to.
That's true, yeah.
Gerflo or something. I don't know.
I bet you Jell-O even makes like the Walmart brand Jell-O. You know what I mean? They just repackage.
They probably do.
A different package. You know?
Jell-O's overhead is probably super low.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be a good, just so you guys know, that would be a good draft is store brand stuff.
That's a great draft. That is an absolute banger. I would destroy you guys.
That was my whole life.
I would destroy you guys.
you guys got to have me on though.
Oh, definitely.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Definitely.
Yeah.
That'll be your fifth. But, that'll get you in the Golden Eagles Club.
What do you mean? You guys didn't even know what King Vitamin is. How are you going to destroy King me?
We knew what the fuck King Vitamin was. We just couldn't believe you fucking took it.
King Vitamin is slang.
By the way, King Vitamin is fucking high dollar. Like,
yeah, that's not
come
even
around,
store
like
brand.
Come around with some Millville, bro.
Yeah.
All right, some ABCs.
Straight.
I know what you're talking about.
Oh yeah.
All right, James.
All right, here we go. Listen.
Oh.
This Curtis. Is. A 3-in-1 banger.
Okay.
So many options here. And I'm going with spaghetti and meatballs.
That's a great one.
Oh, he did it.
Spaghetti and meatballs. Here's the deal.
That is fucking great, James.
The meatball is a precision fucking tool, right? It's covered in sauce. You hit somebody with it, it's gonna daze them. They're gonna be dazed out a little. They're gonna be, holy fuck. You know what I mean? Like, it's gonna give them a thing. Then the splash of the sauce. Then you look down, you still got a whole bunch more sauce. Start splashing that at people, and guess what else you got? A big handful of noodles.
Fucking noodles.
The noodles is like a transport device for sauce. You get a handful of noodles and sauce, dude.
That's right.
The sky's the limit.
Noodles is the ultimate female screamer. You know what I'm saying? Because you launched them at a lady, and the noodles get in the hair.
Oh yeah,
very upset.
Yeah,
very mad.
The noodles will also make your meatball more aggressively aerodynamic.
That's true. Yeah.
It brings with it a trail.
it's like a comet.
Yeah,
it's like.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Yeah, we're gonna go light speed with these bitches. It's gonna be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matt.
You get hit with this meatball, you're gonna know you got hit by a meatball.
What if it's a spicy meatball?
Oh, there you go. You get a little capsicum in the eyes.
Exactly.
Dude, that school Putinesca.
Putinesca.
That school Arabiata. You know? Oh man.
Beautiful choice.
Hell yeah.
That school Queche e Pepe.
me and Drew, we were coming back from Orlando this past weekend or whatever, Wednesday, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I saw a sign on the road, and I thought it said it was a guy's name with the last name Spaghetti.
Yeah.
And then I thought, how fucking awesome would it be if, like, my name was James Spaghetti? That would be the best fucking... Nobody would ever fucking forget that they met James Spaghetti today.
Yeah.
You know? Or
what's
Andy
your name?
Spaghetti.
William Spaghetti.
What if Cheese's last name was Spaghetti? Cheese Spaghetti. Like, that's fucking...
Real quick, if you want a delicious-ass spaghetti, Jollibee. It's a different kind. It's super sweet sauce. They cut up some hot dogs in it. Fantastic. Also, shout out Ohio. Big fan of your Skyline chili, which they put over spaghetti and a whole like pound of cheese on top of it.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
It's good shit.
Oh, yeah, chili five way on somebody's ass.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, the Jollibee, what they talk about the chicken joy. What's the chicken joy?
Chicken joy
is what their slogan says.
Oh, they have really, really good chicken, and it makes you happy. That's my guess.
That's it. Okay.
Also, their pineapple quencher, out of this world. If you ever find a Jollibee, you stop right there. You order some food there.
There's one in St. Pete.
Make you happy. Oh, my goodness. The pineapple quencher, that's the number one item for me, but the fried chicken's out of this world. The spaghetti's incredible. It's a different flavor of it. And they got some of that, like, meat stuff.
Meat stuff?
Yeah.
Like meat sauce? Meat gravy?
No, just meat.
My friend told me that you guys had the meat stuff.
Where on the menu can I get the meat stuff?
How $7 get me for the meat stuff, please?
Let me get that meat stuff.
Yeah, are they
I'm talking
like...
about that? It's called a burger steak. It's like that burger, and they put like gravy and mushrooms on it. You get it with some rice. You guys know what I'm talking about.
Hey, yeah, it's like
that was that cheap
like
meat.
Salisbury steak.
Salisbury steak, yes.
Burger steak.
Yeah.
Fucking burger steak.
By the way, you named several items that could be taken.
Oh shoot, I did. I just got excited.
Yeah,
I know.
Great pick, James.
All right, here we go. I got a good one now.
Okay.
And I feel like this is kind of like our first straight liquid. I mean, ketchup maybe is almost there. Melted cheese is almost there. This is straight liquid. And Cheese already kind of brought it up a little bit earlier, but I was already planning on going with it, and I'm going with chocolate milk cartons.
For milk.
Chocolate milk cartons. You pop the carton.
You just pop them open a little bit. Yeah.
Fly it open, close it back up, and then launch that motherfucker.
Yeah.
God, it's scary. Yeah.
I like to throw it like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar hook.
That works
because
too.
By the time it gets past your head, you're not going to get hit, but it's going to go high in the air. And if nobody catches it, that splatter effect is so real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like an art piece.
If you're shooting the thrill, you pop that top and you'll give it a good judo chop and it sprays.
Yeah.
If you're shooting to kill, rear back, and you just chuck that thing, and it hits somebody upside their life.
Yeah. The other thing, the other thing I thought about though with a milk carton is it like this is kind of like a lot of times I feel like the thing that starts the food fight. You get up, you walk over to somebody that's on the other team, and you just
dump it right on their head.
Chocolate milk right on their head, and then that's the beginning. And then somebody in the other side of the room stands up and goes. Food fight! And that's when the shit gets fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or it's somebody that throws a French fry, and then the next person's like, I'm going to throw chocolate milk. You went from French fry to chocolate milk?
Big leap.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, with the chocolate milk, a cool thing
to do.
Do
like the police use of force grid. Is this match this? Does this match this?
With the chocolate milk, you throw it above their heads so they think that you shot it bad. But the thing is, after it bounces off the wall, it gets them on the backside, right? And then they're like, oh, because they didn't see it. They're laughing at you because you missed them. And then all of a sudden they go from laughter to crying so quickly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Great picks.
Man, I'm fucking good at this.
Very good.
You're going very traditional route, I would say. Like, you have a very good traditional team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, Cheese, you're up.
Okay. This is a favorite, and this is a surprise and delight factor. This is also something that could really ruin you. I mean, in a big, bad way. I'm not talking necessarily about hoagies and grinders, but I am talking about Sloppy Joe.
Sloppy Joe. That should have been the song I opened with. Why didn't I do that? The Lunch Lady song.
No, the Richard Cheese was good. But you take one of those big industrial kitchen spoons, sling that Sloppy Joe mix. You could take and build a Sloppy Joe, take a bite out of it, and
yep,
throw it.
You have to.
Legit, definitely.
Yeah.
You gotta.
Dude, and if you throw a full sandwich of Sloppy Joe and somehow I can catch a little bit of it, I'm not even mad that you just messed my day up.
Right. Right. You don't care. And here's the thing. Here's what I know. If I'm eating a Sloppy Joe, even now, at this ripe, old, aged chunk of cheddar that I am, if I drip something on my shirt, coffee, I'm just like, no, this is terrible. But if I do Sloppy Joe, I'm like, you know what? I did a good job.
Yeah. That's the whole point. It's in the name.
Also, it is piping hot.
Yeah.
Sloppy Joes are always ridiculously too hot.
Oh, dude.
That is true.
You're throwing molten lava on your enemies.
You can hurt them.
Hotter than like almost anything that they would serve you. Like so much so, like we'd all go in and we'd be eating in less than 5 minutes, right? We'd devour the food so we could get more playtime.
Yeah.
With the Sloppy Joe, you couldn't go as fast because it was so damn hot.
You know, Sloppy Joe, you know, the Cheezette, she puts barbecue sauce on her Sloppy Joe and it's delicious.
Really? Hell yeah.
I like that. I'm a manwich guy, but I would love to try that.
You check it out. I'm telling you. It's good.
I'm into it.
Any specific kind of barbecue sauce?
Sweet Baby Ray's.
Yeah, it's a great choice.
Perfect.
Okay. All right. Where I'm going to go is I feel like, look, we haven't really had, you know, we've had some dessert like, but we really haven't had dessert, right? So give me, for my dessert, chocolate pudding.
Oh, fuck, that's...
Wow. Base.
That's that you put it on a spoon launcher, you launch that thing, you're getting chocolate on you, and the pudding just spreads. So the Jell-O is hilarious because of how it moves in the air and when it hits them, but when I throw pudding, that thing's sticking wherever it lands.
Pudding,
it's a good splat, because if you come out with the pudding pop, he slings some of that pudding on him, you know.
I like that he was very like, no, don't bring it up.
When I take it,
he's just auditioning.
Yeah,
like I can be the next voice.
This is good. Less rapey Cosby. It's a character that we're working on. Less rapey Cosby.
it's silly Cosby.
It's at Cosby.
Let's go with no rapey Cosby. Let's just shoot for no instead of less.
That's a good point, Drew. James, what are you doing over there?
Honestly, I didn't want to like test fate, you know what I mean?
Oh my goodness.
He's trying to create a rip in the space-time continuum, guys.
Yeah, I know. Jeez.
Real, man.
Yeah, you guys are asking for too much.
Am I allowed to watch Fat Albert anymore?
But let's just make it 74 instead of 77, you know?
There you go.
Because I used to watch some VHSs of Fat Al all the time.
You know, I watched the live action one. Keenan Thompson.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Hell yeah.
And
I'll tell you what, like, when the VHS would do like a skip, like an audio skip, where mm-hmm. like, you know what I'm talking about, where it messed up? Like, I was always like into that.
Yeah.
You don't get that. It's like too perfect nowadays.
No, oh, now that's you get, good.
You get digital skip now, though, where you get like...
Yeah.
It's not, but it's not as cool. It's not as cool as when it gets quiet and it kind of goes down, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Like when the like tape's, a really the old tape's VHS. A little bit fucked up, or the tape, VHS player's dirty.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I loved that sound.
Yeah.
I don't know, something about it. Chocolate pudding.
All right.
Good. Flat.
Thick chocolate milk.
What?
All right, Drew.
I think this is another one that's a good starter of the thing. And maybe more like at a diner. Or something like that, but you know, we had those. There was those days you had this at school too. And
talking about a five and done,
yeah. It was. I'm gonna go with the like a pancake, but like covered in syrup, because syrup is like the sand at the beach.
Yeah,
you can't get that off of you for fucking days. And if somebody hits you with a fucking pancake. You're going to be like that. That's another one that's just like guy fucking eight tables over. If you just slap somebody with a fucking pancake.
Oh, man. Dude, it's like a medieval glove.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and you can throw it like a frisbee, which is also really cool.
Yeah.
The syrup goes flying off the frisbee.
Mm-hmm.
Around like you, so you hit spectators.
Yeah,
you don't just hit the person that you're going for. You're getting all the spectators too. This is a great pick.
Yeah, and we didn't. I mean, we have the pancakes there. We didn't get the eggs because Andy already took them before we could make any eggs. But man. Like I just think because I just remember that like when you'd have that day that was like pan or French toast, like that syrup was like. You'd be in class and you'd be like, you'd go to do something. You're like, God, my arm is sticking to the desk. Like, why?
Yeah.
Like, I've washed so many times.
That's why I don't like when my wife makes pancakes because the kid gets syrup everywhere. And then I go to the same table he was just at, put my arms down, and all of a sudden my arm's stuck, and I'm like, shit, here we go again. Which, by the way, Drew, you took my pick that I was going to go next. You went a different direction. I was going to go with the pancake batter because if you get the Bisquick stuff and that thing sprays on you, I found out very quickly because it happened to my wife and it was hilarious. I laughed. Uh-huh. She didn't find it as funny. I thought it was hilarious. But
we couldn't get the
pancake batter stuff off their clothes. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
No, it was like the she had like shook it or something.
Oh, yeah, that will.
It pops up like one of those like funny like, toys, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
But it's a pancake
thing. Oh, shit.
Yeah. So if you want to get somebody, get them some Bisquick, shake that thing up. Hey, can you make some pancakes? Yeah. And then they open it, and it's just...
hit them with that batter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gotta hit them with that batter.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with, for my next one,
that breakfast bukkake.
That's right. A little combination of some stuff that's already been picked. I'm going to go with mac and cheese.
Wow.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Cause like the, you know, if you just grab this, just the thing off of your plate again, like you can get it, the cheese will congeal it together. Nice. It makes a nice baseball for it to like really go. And then when that's that, them noodles and cheese splatter, ooh.
Mm-hmm.
That's
especially good, if you go to a white school, it just congeals. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
True. It's true.
I think we all four know that. And there's no spice. Yeah, we get it.
I loved some good mac and cheese, though.
Yeah.
School mac and cheese. Oh.
Fucking A.
Also pretty piping hot. Not as hot as the Sloppy Joe, but
mm-hmm.
still very, very hot.
Very hot, yes.
Yeah. What was your guys' school mac and cheese?
I don't even remember, truthfully.
What was it?
We had a good one. Did I know we had a good one? Yeah, we did.
Anyway. Ours was the cafeteria ladies, like, and this was before any of the healthy stuff was implemented, yeah. like feed the kids, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But they did the Southern style, like, where you got the nice, you got the sheet, you got the baking pan, and it's batch cooked, so it's like a lot of noodles and cheese. Got that mixed sauce, and then they would cover it with the shredded cheese, like finely shredded cheese on the top. Then they put it in the broiler, and then it would be like, it would have that thick, cheesy crust over the top.
Okay. Yeah, ours had the crust.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, ours, like, ours,
you would get burnt crust on top. Yeah,
yes, get a little bit of that.
Ours was always like that too. It was just like a pan cooked or whatever.
Right. They would out of there, and you wanted that coveted corner so bad. Because just crunchy, almost chewy enough, cheesy, gooey. That's a great pick, because that it could be lethal, but it could also be like if some mac and cheese went right in here, I'd be like,
yeah, I don't mind getting hit in the face with some mac and cheese.
Yeah,
like mess my day up, please.
Hell yeah,
you know.
All right, Andy.
Okay. Man, so many good ways to go, but I think what I'm gonna do here is I'm going to go this is kind of biting a little bit of Drew's style, but it's because you can make it with anything. So I'm going the breakfast route, and I used to put syrup in it. So I'm going oatmeal.
Oh, ah. Oatmeal. It's very good.
Because yep. the oatmeal is piping hot, and really? you would get the syrup to put it in there just to sweeten that thing up.
Yeah.
So you still get that sticky, the piping hot, and it looks like you got thrown up on, which that's awesome.
Yeah.
Anytime you can throw something at somebody, and it looks like they throw up, and then maybe they see throw up, so they throw up, so then people are throwing up because of the oatmeal. Then you just have a whole cafeteria of people throwing up. Oh, man, that's the best.
That's the horror. Yeah. The horror.
That's like the worst possible version of a food fight. Everybody just starts vomiting on each other by the end.
I mean, we've all been there, right? Where we've seen somebody throw up, and then there's that person that's like, oh, when I see somebody throw up, it makes me throw up, which I've never understood that. That's not been me. It just makes me laugh. But there's a lot of people, like, for whatever reason, when they see throw up, they just start throwing up. I'm like, it's not a yawn. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's not as bad as it once was for me, but there was a time when throw up really deeply affected me, and I'll tell you,
man. Okay,
there was this boy who I was friends with in school, and he loved the chicken tetrazzini, but would always eat it so fast.
Yeah, he sounds like me.
I was gonna say, this is Andy.
He would chug chocolate milk with it.
Yeah.
And there was one day, you know, the cafeteria ladies, and this was back before it was all like focused on free and reduced lunches, they just wanted to give food to kids and all that. There was one day where he had procured himself 3 extra helpings.
Yeah.
And he just, like, he's just fresh out of prison, just mowing this in and just mowing it all down. And then he got an extra, he was a good boy, so he got himself an extra chocolate milk.
Yeah.
Chugged that down too. And in the middle, and I'm not lying to you, in the middle of him taking another spoonful to cram it into his jaws, he starts geysering over his plate and chocolate milk. It's like spraying Exorcist style.
That's what I'm talking about.
Fills up his tray. And I've then who sees it? Guess what Young Cheese had to do? I had to throw up.
Oh, God.
And it was nasty because I had also eaten chicken tetrazzini, but I didn't have chocolate milk.
You
I had
chocolate milk base.
I had regular milk.
Juice? Oh.
And that made it even worse. And I can feel the damage it did to my vocal cords. I retch. It's like...
Well, I know, and I know some people, it's not even like the it's hearing somebody throw up will make somebody, well, like that, just that whole, like, ugh. There's somebody right now that's probably like, ugh.
Dude, I had a time period in my life where I was throwing up in, like, almost every restaurant I went to.
Yeah.
Like, I've thrown up in so many restaurants, like, at least...
Yeah, go back in our archives to listen to chain restaurants.
Andy.
Yeah,
and hear
dude, everything. I filled a full table one time from laughing. That's my problem. Is I would eat.
Don't just say that and then move on to more conversation.
Anyway, guys.
Yeah, I feel like we should find a way to get Andy in the Guinness Book of World Records for most restaurants vomited in.
I've thrown up in so many restaurants. Projectile on the table, on the floor.
We're going to have to get you on another run so we can document each one.
Man, I don't know if I have it in me anymore.
Fuck.
I might be retired from that.
All right, geez, you're back.
Dude, anymore, it just, like, it hurts to throw up.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks. Like, now my throw up is usually just, like, associated with being sick. Like, I don't get good throw-ups anymore.
Yeah, I push the button for Cheese to take his pick, so it's not like we can not talk about throw-up any longer.
Dude, I'm going to throw up in my hands and throw it at you. Can I draft that fifth?
Good Lord. Man, a lot. So I'm going with a classic, and it's the cartoons we used to watch as children would be like, this would be the first thing somebody would throw in a food fight. And typically, this could also set off a chain of events for a massive food fight. And I'm talking about the pie.
The pie.
Nice pie where you can just put the top full of whipped cream.
Any particular pie?
You know, because it's my favorite, I'll say key lime pie.
That's a good one. But
any pie that you can... You can put whipped cream on top of it would do, but so just pie in general. So you throw it that you remember like the old movies where somebody throw a pie at somebody, they duck and it hit the principal behind. And then it would just slide off of their face.
Their face would be completely white except for when they opened their eyes and their eyes would be there.
Yeah.
But the rest of their face was white. Here. Fantastic.
Food fight.
Yeah. And then somebody's like, where did you get a pie?
Yeah. And then also everybody has pies and they're all throwing pies at each other.
Everyone has a full lemon meringue at their table with them.
Yeah. Dude, a nice custard pie.
It's your pies for the great pie fight.
But that's the thing is that you got to make sure all these pies are made. But it's like you've got them all right there. And they're so aerodynamic, but they're also a nice surprise and delight because you may not know what kind of pie is coming at you.
Mm-hmm.
So
you might get hit with a shoe.
Oh yeah, it's covered in whipped cream. You don't know what's underneath that.
Imagine getting hit with a shoe fly pie.
Yeah.
What's a shoe fly pie?
It just doesn't bother you,
dude. It's molasses and like other stuff, but it's got molasses in it.
Sounds good.
Stuff.
Like a
brown sugar, some egg.
You know the beef stuff. It's got the beef flour, stuff.
But
in it too.
Dude, molasses is worse than syrup. Molasses is like sticky to the next level. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put it on your wiener.
Like a pecan pie.
I have. Have you guys? You guys have probably not had shoe fly pie, and I look like an idiot here, huh?
I feel like I've never heard that that saying. No,
yeah, I've never heard of shoe fly pie.
You guys have never heard of a shoe fly pie?
Nope.
Oh, is my that... God, I'm Southern as shit.
Are I feel like you've brought this up on here before, though.
I have, and then you guys looked at me stupid that time, too.
Yeah. We're going to continue until you get us some shoe fly pie, I think.
Yeah, you got to bring some shoe fly pie.
Oh, and I spelled shoe and fly like two separate words, but it's actually S-H-O-O
one word.
Fly. S-H-O-O yeah, fly.
That word's got swag to it.
It's more like not shoe like, fly. It's like shoe fly like pie.
Your feet?
Yeah, not the feet.
A great band name, Shoe Fly Pie. And you fly that's buzzing around wearing sneakers on top of a pie.
Yes.
There you go.
Oh, dude.
Is your band.
I like that. I might have to start it.
Sounds like a band name.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. I had a different... Okay, here we go. This is what I got.
Shoe fly pie.
So, I got the milk. The liquid stuff. I got the meatballs and spaghetti. My fucking... get right at them shit. And I got my mashed potatoes that are kind of warm, kind of hot. Spaghetti's going to be a little bit hot too. So I need something now to change things up a little bit, get them scared. I need to freeze them out.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I'm thinking ice cream cups.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm thinking this is also a thing that you leave these on the table until the last, this is the last thing that you're going to throw. Yeah, want them to get a little bit melty, a little bit roomy temperature before, you know, but still have that freeze in the middle, you know what I mean, when you get them.
Why were they so good?
Oh, my God, they're so good.
I tried to get them, like, later. They don't taste as good as they tasted at the school.
Yeah.
You know, they have now, and this isn't to take away from the ice cream itself, but they have all these different, you remember back in the day, you could get the regular milk and you could get chocolate milk.
Yeah.
And if you're lucky, you get strawberry milk.
Strawberry occasionally, yeah.
Kids these days also have vanilla milk, which tastes just like melted ice cream.
Really?
What?
It's delicious.
Holy shit. I've never even heard of that.
Sounds amazing.
It's like, go to a school somewhere in wherever your school district is. They have them all over Florida.
You sure it's not coffee creamer?
Drew, you want to go to a school tomorrow?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's all go to a school and just be in the office. Like, what do you guys need? Well, we just want lunch here.
Heard about your vanilla milk. Yeah.
Can I get four cartons to go?
The cheese said you guys got good milk here.
They're like, what are you boys talking about? Are you on the front?
I've heard their lunches aren't as good as ours were, though.
You were talking to cheese last night? Yeah, I was talking to cheese, all right? And he told me you guys have vanilla milk cartons.
Like a block of cheese? I mean, he's more bricked up, but yeah.
Was talking to him. He's real. He lives within me.
Oh, that's the best kind of sandwich where a cheese does it. I do that with crackers sometimes. I'll throw the rest of the crackers away just to get a cheese cracker sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
Good choice, though. I'll fight if some of it gets on you, you know?
Yeah.
Big deal.
Yeah, I definitely want the chocolate, though, because the strawberry or the vanilla doesn't do as much damage for the stain factor.
It's a good point.
I agree, yeah.
That's more of a sticky factor, whereas the chocolate, like, you get the stain from it. But you do have the chocolate milk, so.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe Neapolitan.
Ooh. We Neapolitan this.
Yeah.
Splendid or exploring.
Yeah. Dog got put down, but we went to the Magic game. That was fun.
All right. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
That was a very quick sheety. I think we.
Yeah. So, I don't like to focus on the sheety, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Not like this piece of shit over here. Brought the whole room down a few weeks ago.
No, it's all good. It's all good. I got to give him a shout out. Shout out Kobe, RIP, 14 years. Good ass life. We took him out this weekend. Gave him like a McDonald's hamburger.
That's a bad choice of words.
I know.
Right before you took him out for good.
Yeah. Took him to a dog park. Gave him a car ride. Head out the window. Did all the good stuff, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Dude, you should have heard how he explained it, or he told us this last week.
No.
Shout out Kobe. They took his ass out.
He's like, he looks... like gleefully. Hey, Drew, I'm gonna put my dog down next week too. I just had to go through this. It was like, hey, cool, buddy.
Yeah. Neat. No, I'm not a piece of shit. I was crying earlier today.
Yeah.
No. But yeah, it was. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah. No.
Not with
no,
putting the dog down. That was not fun.
We had a lot of
Oh, no.
All right. Now we're moving on to a different thing. No more dog. The dog thing wasn't the fun thing.
I mean, it might be the three of us. So James, Drew, and I do kind of annual little trip. We go to a Magic game.
Yeah.
And then we go get hammered.
Sounds good.
And boy, did I ever. but yeah, we went and saw Steph Curry. So, I mean, that was awesome.
Good to
and
see
then
him
we,
kick a chair.
Yeah.
Draymond gets thrown out 3 minutes into the game. That was hilarious.
And then they talked about it every day since then on everything.
Yeah. But then we went real quick to the arcade bar we went to last year where we had a blast. We went a different vibe this year. I found a little speakeasy. If you guys are ever in Orlando, Hanson Shoe Repair, check their Twitter or Instagram, and you get the password for the day. And you go up there, you go into a bar, and then you go upstairs, and there's a door. You knock on the door, and someone and a bartender comes down, and they like open this little thing, but you can't see them, and they say, "What's the password?" If you don't say the password, you don't get in. We said the password, we go in, and it was like one of the most like beautiful bar experiences I know I've ever had, but probably you guys as well, right?
Oh yeah, it was badass.
I mean, everything was candlelight, like it was really fucking chill in there.
It was very romantic.
The playlist was fire. Yeah. Oh man. We had some of the best drinks. Cafe Con Leche flipped.
Woo. Yeah. So I don't know what happened, because at some point I feel like Andy was just running away and then drinking from a flask, because he went to another level than James and I at some point. And it was just we got back to the hotel, and it was a show on a show.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Not like babysitting type of drugs.
No.
No,
it was a show though.
Yeah. I did a 6-minute freestyle.
You're on a mission.
By the way, that was like you had already been going for like 3 minutes, so it was probably 10 minutes. Because the video starts with James going, "Drew, he's still going. Make him stop."
Then I fell into a bag of chips.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. But yeah, it was a hell of a time.
And if anybody wants to know the password to get into Hanson's Shoe Repair, and that's shoe like the shoe, not like Andy's shoe fly pie. You can follow them on Instagram on their story. Every day they post the new password. So that's how you know.
Yep. And they're both like musicians. One of them's a producer, one of them's in a band, and then they also do amazing drinks. Like they took like it was taking like 5 minutes to do each drink, and like It was like they were putting on a show for us. It was like hibachi for high-end drinks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That sounds.
Yeah, it was real artistry. Like, it was nice. Like, they took pride in what they did. You know, it was like, you know, the job isn't just like cracking a Bud Light or anything like that. Like, they didn't have beer. They didn't even have vodka up there. That's why.
Yeah, that was our password. No vodka.
So like they only deal with like gin, tequila, bourbons, whiskeys. So yeah, it's pretty cool.
They took a mint leaf at one point and he was just slapping it on his wrist. And I said, "Hey man, what are you doing?" And he was airing it out and then he put it in the drink. And when I drank, it was like I was going through a jungle with each sip.
Tasted his wrist, huh?
Yeah. You got a little bit of wrist action.
Dude.
He said that it brings out the oils in the plants when he slaps it on his wrist like that.
Where is this? Orlando?
Orlando, yeah.
Downtown right Orlando.
Right on Church Street, yeah.
Yeah, what? Over by Church Street, yeah.
Or by, yeah.
Repair what? Shoe repair?
Hanson's Shoe Repair.
Mm-bop.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'll check it out next time I'm over there.
Yeah.
And Andy, don't feel too bad because the next day, like after I got dropped off, like I literally had to think for like 5 minutes of like, wait, how did we get back to the hotel?
Like, I still don't know.
I didn't remember the drive. And then I finally
walk.
No, we Ubered.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I do remember.
And you guys are.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Jesus.
Oh man. Yeah.
We were responsible.
R.I.P.
Shout out Kobe. Hey, speaking of Colby, oh Mr. God. Cheese.
Yes.
What you got anything good or bad to happen recently?
Yeah. So I've got a lot of the good. I've got a tiny few bads, which were comically bad because I have like I got this just so everybody can see it.
Yeah.
Shiner, it's not nearly as bad as it was. So that happened.
Looks good on you, though.
Thank you. Makes me look more rugged, right?
Yeah.
But it's a total fluke, so that's why I'm not getting on social media and being like, look how hardcore wrestling
is.
Wasn't.
You're not telling Luke to F himself.
Yeah.
You know?
But F they. Luke. But they, they do, or that it did come about where I got this contract, like a consultant type gimmick, and I had to meet these people for, you know, first time. And I've got this gigantic, like the purple, I didn't know that it could produce.
Yeah. Yeah. It
was kind of beautiful. I'll send you pictures, but it was, so I had to meet these people and we're talking and, you know, just like they're afraid to ask anything. And then like at the end, they're like, okay, so if you're going to be working with us, we got to get you an ID badge. So my ID badge, it's rough, but it was pretty comical. And so I try and see the funny in all of it, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, that was my sheedy, but my Raven is all these opportunities I keep getting for NWA.
Yes. And
I can't talk about exactly what it is, but I can say that I am, and I alluded to this on an Instagram post not too long ago, but I am doing something with the Tampa Bay Rays.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
But I can't say what it is because
that's just cool in itself.
Yeah, right. That's really cool.
Yeah, man.
We're excited with them. We're excited working in WA. Got a lot of fun stuff. I've been part of a lot of fun shows that have been happening. Pro Wrestling Action, I made my debut there. Recently that was fun. As I mentioned before, the Just Wrestling 5, which was a tribute to the late great Francisco Chiazzo, May he rest in peace. He was a really cool guy. If you don't know much about him, I'd say Google him if you're listening to the pod. But he was a good friend, and he was a fantastic human being, always sweet towards me. And so this latest, Just Wrestling's been doing it for a while. August Artois heads that up. And Just Wrestling 5, you know, was a really cool one that they did that was very centered around, you know, kind of tributing Frankie a lot, but also some really heavy-hitting matchups that I think we all would like to think that Frankie would have liked to have seen. So be on the lookout for that on their YouTube, their social medias, Just Wrestling 5. So that was a cool, you know, getting to be part of some of these cool projects. And I'm just always going to say, you know, like, I'm just very blessed, very fortunate. And just trying to ride out every minute. And also one last thing is, you know, this was part of the kind of the shitty thing, but it happened a while ago. Munchies went under new ownership, and I wish them well. I'm not bitter. Yeah. But I'm no longer doing Trivia with the Cheese on Mondays, obviously, because I'm here talking to you.
Yeah.
But so the new owner came in, and he kind of wanted to do his own thing for everything, which I completely understand. But before I could even mourn that loss, there's a brewery down here in St. Pete that if you're in town, I would encourage you to go to, in addition to going to Beer Busters, do a little crawl over to Rap Brewing. So I have a trivia home there now on Wednesdays. So,
okay.
Oh, heck yeah.
That's pretty good question. Rap?
Rap Brewing. Yep. RAPP.
Let's get a little preview. Ask us a question, Cheese.
This is one of my favorite ones because my last category, as it happens, was actually pro wrestlers in movies.
Okay.
So I'm doing hopefully you guys know, if you don't, no big deal, but I'm doing kind of an association here.
Okay.
If you common thread, and the three movies are Jingle All the Way.
Okay.
And The Water Boy and MacGruber.
Big Show.
There it is. So there's 1 point for you right there. So
we did it, Drew.
Hell yeah. I didn't do it, but I'm on Team Draft Pod, so I get a point too.
As soon as you said Jingle All the Way, I knew what it was.
Yeah, I know.
Here's the thing. What's great about that is that throws younger people off.
That's true. They
grow up with Jingle All the Way unless they're being taught things the right way.
Yeah.
And they could be like Lawrence Taylor. You know? And you're like, no.
What?
Yeah. That's awesome. Drew, James. You guys just got the same one as me, or you got something else?
I think the Orlando thing is that's my thing for sure.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I got to see Steph Curry.
I guess we'll end with this.
That was my sheetie.
if you haven't seen it yet, this is absolutely raving last thing. Roadhouse is one hell of a good time. Listen to anybody that's naysaying. It's on Prime. And it's exactly what you want out of that movie. What you think it is, that's what it is. It's awesome.
It's fucking badass.
Yeah.
Here's what they did. They opened Conor McGregor up. They opened his chest. And they replaced his heart with a V8 engine. They sprinkled it full of cocaine and gasoline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he just revving on all cylinders in that movie, man. He was
like a GTA character come to life.
Yeah. He's like a loose pit bull, like a pit bull off the chain. You're like, no, nobody knows what to do. You sure?
And some people didn't like it. They were like, it's a little over the top. I was like, really? What did you expect?
I love it. Yeah.
The problem is that it was everybody was expecting another version of the classic Roadhouse that we all knew and loved with Patrick Swayze.
Yeah.
And they went a different direction. And I think oftentimes if you look at it and you break it away from what it was, it's like World War Z, the movie versus the book.
Okay.
I
don't know about the book.
You got to look into Adam as two completely different things, because I was a hardcore fan of the book. And when the movie came out, I was like, this is terrible. But I was also basing it off of, I wanted it to be just the book. So then I gave it another watch and looked at it from outside of that little walled perspective. And I was like, you know what? This is actually really good. I enjoy it.
It's just different. Right.
It's just different. And that's the way that I think people should go into Roadhouse and look at that. But I will say this, Jake Gyllenhaal and just cold, calculated, crazy. You gotta
so cool. He's so cool in this.
To realize what is happening, not going to spoil it for anybody.
Yeah.
But realize what is happening when you're watching that character and you see the peak of who that character is. You're like,
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It's legit.
It's just a fun time. I'm so excited we're getting these style of like these throwbacks. Like, because people are like, what is this? And I'm like, you know what this is? The 80s.
This is a comeback.
That's true. That is true.
I love it. So.
Hell yeah.
All right, James.
All right. You know, a lot of food fighting, you're going to need something that creates a lot of ammo.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So you have multiple things to be able to throw. So once you get through your mashed potatoes and your spaghetti and meatball and your chocolate milk carton's gone and your ice cream cup's out of your hands, well, you're going to save those for last anyway. But just before you get to those ice cream cups, maybe you're going to need a pile of something, you know?
Shit.
So I'm going.
No, not a pile of shit.
No, yeah, not, definitely not. I'm going to go with, listen, they're dry. They're scratchy on the outside. You know what I mean? But the point is that they're small, and wherever you throw them, that's where they're going to go. You can beam people right in the fucking face with these things. And I'm going with tater tots.
Wow. Hey,
I like that.
Yeah.
Just because you do need something, you have so many things that maybe you can't be as accurate with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That you're right. You did need something where you can get accuracy with.
Like a mound of precision ammunition, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like eggs. I like that you can put a whole hand. Exactly. Yeah. I like that you can put a whole hand in. And like I said, James, you're throwing sidearmed, right?
That is true.
You hit four people with just a handful of tater tots.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
And you could put ketchup on it.
A little bird shot action.
You know?
Yeah. Bird shot, buckshot.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. Well, buckshot, yeah. Bird shot, isn't bird shot bird just shot. Less, that's less spready?
Well, I mean, if you shoot a bird, it still does.
Well,
it would be, though, because buckshot spreads very wide.
Bird shot spreads thin.
Yeah.
And then but a slug the bird's body is just a straight
spread bird. Wide.
What?
I tell you,
so this would be birdshot because it's a smaller spread. Yeah,
exactly.
But like spaghetti will fucking fan. These will just be kind of like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what I said.
You got a buckshot of urine, James.
Thanks.
You got the whole meal thing.
Oh, yeah. Dude. The whole goal with my thing was different types of ammo. You know what I mean? So, so you always got.
I feel like you got something in every one of those little trays.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
In like each little divider, you got one for this the big rectangle, the circle, And then for each of the three little squares.
That's right.
Yeah. Got all of it.
Yeah, cheese, you're building it out too, because you could dip that sloppy Joe in that nacho cheese, and oh my goodness.
A little mixture.
Come on now.
Delicious.
All right, cheese.
So for this one, you know, you had me kind of thinking, with the easy kind of little shotgun. Pow,
pow, pow. Yeah, yeah.
But I thought about this, and I'm wondering if I can, may I use a condiment?
Yeah.
Okay. We had ketchup.
Yeah.
So ketchup. Okay. Yeah. So ketchup was on there. I forgot about that. How can I forget? That was classic. Here's what I would go for. I'm going for ranch dressing.
Yeah.
We talked about earlier. You hide the ranch dressing because why do we have to hide it? It was so plentiful. They had so much.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. They would make it in the schools that I've seen. They make it in buckets, and you could take a bucket of that ranch and just gloosh.
Oh yeah, dude, you could probably cover the entire lunchroom with one.
I remember ours was ours, like, you just, they had it out on like a condiment table, and it was just the big pump. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? One time this kid got suspended because he was always acting out, but he went up to the thing and he was scooting that ranch out for his fries and his tenders. Mm-hmm. And he knocked it over on accident, the whole tub of ranch, and it just hits, and the impact sprays like a bunch of kids in front of him.
Yeah.
So the kids in front of that condiment table, they got all mad, and they started throwing, like, not, it didn't turn into a food fight, unfortunately, but they their food at him. And some kids were ripping papers out of their planner, and they're balling them up, throwing at him like, "You suck. What an idiot. You're such a loser." That's what people call each other, losers. But it happened. And then, so the kid was embarrassed, and instead of fighting back, the mustard was right next to it, you know, big vats over the mustard. And he just knocks that over, and it just scoots even more onto those kids. And then he just walks away. And they were like, "You're suspended because this is your, you know, this
what
is your
gangster, man."
But he sure got those kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ranch and mustard on you.
It was worth it.
But the ranch is so plentiful, but also it could be a little bit of a delight too. Somebody's slinging some ranch on you, you'd be like,
"That's true."
Take a friend,
swim in that.
Catch one of these tater tots coming at you, dip it in the ranch.
I'd go buy a kiddie pool and bring it out just to fill it up with ranch so that I could sit in it with a big straw.
I drink your ranch shake from across the room. I drink it up.
I drink it up.
I drink your ranch shake. Oh, shit.
All right.
All right, Andy.
I'm going to get a drink as well for myself. And I feel like I got a really good team going on here. But what I don't have is something that all of the kids love, and I'm talking about acid.
What?
Give me a box of orange juice.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true. This shit gets in your eyes, citrus right in your fucking eyes, dude. This is
exactly
gonna fuck your day.
I'm trying to like have the school nurse have like 10 kids in there because their eyes are burning. And so she's got to be, like, figuring out how to clean them out. They got that little – all the kids got their faces in that science area where they have eye cleaner. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, man. If you get some acidic stuff in your eye, it's rough.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Yeah.
This is actually like chemical warfare now, what you're doing.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Rough. Rough game.
Yeah. It's legit.
And it's messed up because they're fighting through the ketchup and the eggs and, you know, the pudding and all that stuff. And then, bam, all of a sudden they just get hit with some orange juice right in the eye.
Fucking Agent Orange. Yeah. Everybody just starts bleeding from their eyes. You can't tell if it's ketchup or blood.
These are some fire teams.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Some great teams. Drew, finish us off.
All right, Drew.
Well, I'm going to go with one that's kind of like half beverage, half dessert. And I'm going with the fruit juicy.
Juice.
Yeah, like that little, like, the frozen thing that you fucking, it was like that weird triangle, like.
Cylindrical, half cylindrical.
Yeah, like it was weird. I can't even explain the shape. Like, it was like some fucking prism thing. Like,
it was like two 3D triangles, like creating some satanic symbol.
Yeah.
I just put in triangle of frozen love.
Yeah.
Those are wonderful.
Yeah.
They used to sell them in the grocery store and they stopped that.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody just don't get them anymore. Free. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
God, that's a good one.
I don't understand why, like, why is this shit not readily available? Like, they make you fall in love with it as a kid. And
yeah.
They're like, fuck you can never have it again.
Yeah. Well, you know, like Fiestas.
Yeah.
I like it when the retro things make a comeback. Every once in a while, you'll see Crystal Pepsi or. Like a lot of breweries are doing this where they're doing like the Ecto Cooler style beer.
Yeah.
It's like the 2-1 punch for nostalgia. Like, I'm an adult now, so I can drink alcohol, but also I want it to taste like my Juicy Juice High C.
Exactly. With sludge.
I mean,
this place in Ohio that did a Sunny D alcoholic drink that was fantastic.
So. Ooh, that sounds great.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
Well, now the Sunny D has their own fucking hard drinks.
They do?
They have seltzers, yeah.
It's like a vodka seltzer.
What?
I need to check that out.
Yeah.
I think it's available at like Walmart. Like, yeah.
I hear it's a delight. Jeez.
I see it. Sunny D vodka seltzer.
Yeah.
Find me in a sewer if I'll drink so many of those.
No, you'll drink until the sun goes out.
You'll be drinking.
Like it is not a delight anymore.
Yeah.
It's not Jeez. Sunny and it's not delightful.
He flew too close to the sewer.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you guys remember on the milk and orange juice cartons, sometimes they would have, like, the juice boxes with, like, mussels and shit on it?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Mr. J's juice.
That artwork was fire. Yeah, I like that.
It was mainly apple.
I think you're right, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Drew.
I like that.
Drew, give us three honorables.
All right, I'm going to go with cottage cheese.
Ooh. Yeah,
and I'm going to go with its sister, applesauce.
Oh,
applesauce is a great one.
And then I'm going to go with, this is just the sprinkle, right? This is just to add some color to the damage you've already done. Like, this is just a little, like, garnish to the fucking, the mess you've created on somebody. And I'm going with a fucking handful of peas.
Oh,
wow. These are bangers.
Yeah, that's good. Those are really good.
These could be on the main roster. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. We had some good. It's a good one.
Okay. Right, first one I'm going to go with is a small watermelon. You can really do some damage.
A small watermelon.
A small watermelon is still fucking big.
But you can throw it. You can't really throw a big watermelon as well at people.
Yeah.
A small watermelon is still big.
Andy's trying to really take somebody out. Like,
yeah.
I want everybody to create a diversion with all this food, and I'm about to murder somebody without anybody knowing.
Small watermelon is still like a fucking bowling ball. Like,
yeah.
They're dying.
Yeah. I'm going to go with some tomato soup next.
No.
That's good.
You know, just soup in general. That's a good starter too.
Yeah.
Dump it on somebody's crotch.
Exactly.
Ooh, ow.
I'm into it, man. And then the last one I'm gonna go with is Oh, man. Let's go with chili.
Chili.
Yeah. You mentioned it earlier. I was like, man, he shouldn't be mentioning chili.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think when he took Sloppy Joe, chili went into honorables. But like, what I like about it is you could really, really, really spice it up with hot sauce so that you could like get that burn on them as well.
Yep.
So,
all right, cheese.
Jeez.
And it's just layers, right? Like,
yeah, exactly.
You know, there's the beans, the meat. All
I mean, look what it looks like when Kevin drops it.
You know? That's right.
Trying to scrape it in with that clipboard.
I would still eat it off the floor, you know?
That's right.
You know I would.
Yeah, I know. We know Andy would.
All right, cheese.
So the first one I would want to do is pretty obvious one. It was one that you had me thinking when you said tater tots. It's in the same vein, individual little bullets. But I would say grape. And specifically...
Oh, yeah.
So that I would tell people, I actually have busted a grape in a fruit fight.
In a fruit fight, yeah.
So I need to bust a grape. And then the second one was, again, it's closely related. It's like the chili thing. But it's exactly what I'm saying, but... it's like it makes so I thought of this. I thought of ants on a log. Okay. Mm. So it would be, you know, like I know you can't really mix raisins and peanut butter. I could say ants on a log, but like how much time do I have to make ants on a log to throw at you?
Right.
And yeah. then it might just be in your lunchbox.
Yeah, like you right. I think you're good. Your mom made them for you before you went to school that day.
Did she make them for you for the food fight? Do you have enough? Can you survive?
Yeah.
So
she made you a whole like what's the thing you put arrows in?
Yeah. Yeah. I know what you're talking about, like a satchel type thing.
Yeah, like you pull the arrows out of the little scabbard.
I think
thing.
The thing is, you tell her that's your full lunch, but you actually eat the school lunch and then keep that for the fight.
I did that move many times as a fat young man.
Dude, same, and I'd eat them both.
Yeah, I eat them both. I didn't care. But yeah, so I'd take big old chunks of peanut butter and just wham, wham, wham.
Yeah. And I like that you could use the celery as the launcher.
The peanut butter is a devastating weapon. And I don't think too many people are going to like it. But
celery would be good for close quarter combat, too. You know?
That's true.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
All the stabbing and the dabbing and the.
Yeah.
It's like Kill Bill.
Ass?
What do you do? What do you do when your enemy's 3 inches away?
I got a real big celery allergy.
Oh no! So the final one that I would do is another classic, but it's like I felt like it might have been too obvious, and it was like more of an ingredient too. But I take a big handful of flour.
Oh shit!
Oh yeah.
That's
antique
actually
someone.
Legit.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah.
Antiquing.
Yep.
Started by CKY.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, that's such a good pick.
That's a really good one. That's really fucking good.
That might have to get on somebody's team.
Yeah.
Fuck. All right.
Might do.
All right, James.
Over to me. Okay. So... there's multiple ways that you can use this weapon. You could hold it and stab people with it. You could peel it and fucking squish it and launch it. You could just throw it like a fucking boomerang, and I'm going with bananas.
Wow.
There's so many different ways.
Plus, you could just peel it and then eat it in front of them.
That's true, yeah. Eat it real seductive-like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could be a distraction for somebody, like, you know, like you're like really seductively eating that banana, and then next thing you know, cheese is sneaking up behind you with his pie.
Yeah,
and he just gets you right in the face.
You're real squeaks, James. You're real squeaks.
Yeah,
close quarter combat with the banana. Open it up, shove it in their ear. Bananas and brains.
There you go, banana brains,
dude. Or they're bent over, you could go banana in the tailpipe.
I ain't falling for that.
I get it. The egg's going up.
Shove the eggs further up there with the banana. This isn't ideas for all of our people out there. Don't actually do that.
Okay.
Going from a food fight to something else.
I'm also I'm also going to take the meat gravy.
I'm not going to lie. I'm surprised. As I said, I'm surprised it took this long to go from a food fight to something else.
Okay, I said meat gravy, so that's going to go with my mashed potatoes. I got it now.
Dude, that combo on the lunch tray, one of my best. Get the potatoes with the meat gravy with a couple rolls with some ranch dressing and some fries. Best meal.
That's amazing. Yeah. And then finally, I'm going to go with one of those square pizzas.
Yeah.
Because you get that pizza on somebody's face, maybe the cheese separates, lands on their face, like, hello, Clarice, and it's like...
Yeah, that could be burning.
You know, the skin. You know?
Call some shoes.
Yeah.
Man, these are some squads. Is anybody going to add drop?
I think I'm locked in.
I'm locked in.
I'm locked.
I have anything I could drop. That's my problem. I'm going to lock it in.
All right. Fuck. That flower is a legit pick, though. I feel like that could... If we had went 7, that could have gone up.
What'd you say?
The flower.
Oh, I thought you said flounder. I was like, I love that, but where did you get that in school?
You'll slap somebody with a flounder in the food fight?
Dude, you get some fish filet sandwich if you chuck it at somebody's face?
Little Monty Python action, slapping somebody with a full fish?
A full fish, yeah. What are we in, Seattle?
Oh, shit.
All right, James.
Cheese, is there any last things you want to say before I read the list and we get out of here?
I would just like to say thank you to everybody who has purchased tickets for NWA and supported me so far and with my amazing opportunities with them. And I would also like to invite you to perhaps buy more tickets and more cheese merch at devotedbrand.com. I think it's thedevotedbrand.com, but the links are on my link's in my Instagram bio. Follow me on Instagram at thecheesepro. I've got lots of cool stuff coming up. Please stay tuned. I'm thankful to be back on the pod and thankful for everybody who listens.
Hell yeah. And the cheese merch game is strong. So
very
go
strong.
Out there and get it.
Get yourself a cheese buster snack back cap.
Hell yeah. All right, so here we go. These are our teams of food fight weapons. The types of foods you'd weaponize in a food fight. For James's team, number 1, mashed potatoes. Number 2, spaghetti and meatballs. Number 3, chocolate milk carton. Number 4, ice cream. And number 5, tater tots. For
tater shot.
For cheese's team, number 1, of course, fucking cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2, Jell-O. Number 3, a sloppy Joe. Number 4, pie. And number 5, ranch dressing. The cheese is going to cover you. Number for Andy's team of best food fight foods, number 1, ketchup. Number 2, eggs. Number 3, chocolate pudding. Number 4, oatmeal. And number 5, orange juice. And for Drew's team, number 1, uncooked meat. Number 2, coleslaw. I forgot that was a choice. Number 2, coleslaw. Number 3, pancake and scissor up. Number 4, mac and cheese. And number 5, the triangle of frozen love. AKA, what are they called, Drew?
We called them fruit juicies.
Fruit juicies.
Yeah.
All right, we're going with Triangle of Frozen Love.
It's a much better name.
I think that's a new name. You guys should go ahead and bring that back.
Definitely. Yeah.
We're going to make it.
That's what the draft pod is also known as.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. We're going to do it with different flavors, though, like Thanksgiving dinner. You know?
Yeah.
Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah.
Everybody has it hot, but what if you had it cold as a slushy?
Yeah.
Oh, God. That sounds horrible.
Hey, Cheese.
Yeah?
Loves you, bitch.